Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Welcome back to Tick Talk, because ticks happen. Today's topic, clinical anaplasmosis carried by ticks. Carol in the Corral, you're on Tick Talk.
I'm just not myself. I'm weak, pale, losing weight.
Oh, we will get you help. Stay on the line. Next, we have Patty in the pen, who's feeling a bit anemic.
It's hard to breathe, and I'm constipated. Ooh. And these guys never stop mooing.
And clearly a bit agitated. My dear callers, these are all signs of clinical anaplasmosis brought on by ticks, but it's not your fault.
Ticks happen.
But there is a new treatment for your tick-induced troubles. New Baytril 100CA1 Enrofloxacin Injectable. Baytril 100CA1 is conditionally approved for the treatment of clinical anaplasmosis associated with Anaplasma marginale for certain cattle.
Ask your cattle veterinarian for a product label to see if this product is for you. Veterinary prescription required. Extra label use is prohibited.
New Baytril 100CA1.
Well, today's cattle futures market finished higher with August up 55 at 143.77, September feeders at 146.40 up 80, October's up 95 at 147.35. We didn't make new highs today. We've actually been kind of right in the middle of the range for the last couple of weeks. The September feeders, though, over the last 94 days, have rallied about 31% or $34.80 a hundred. So really kind of a three-month rally here. It's been pretty steady up. The high was on August 12th at 149.32, so we're about $3 or so off of that high. But we're kind of developed a trend line here, and things are looking pretty good overall. Live cattle were 72 higher in August at 107.45. October's up 97 at 110.85. The December's up 92 at 113.87. So live cattle and feeder cattle both have been higher today. Boxed beef was up 220 on choice at 223.06. That's about $23 off the place it was around 200 for a month or so. Select up $1.10 at 205.75. And to finish this month, the cattle and feed reports Friday after the close. On feed estimates as of August 1st are just under 101% or 11.19 million head. Placements are 105.9%. And then marketing's just under 100%.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
The OCA Ranch Rodeo is coming up on August 21st and 22nd at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie, Oklahoma. This event features 12 historic Oklahoma ranch teams in head-to-head competition for bruises and bragging rights. Chairman of the rodeo, Weston Givens, says this is cowboys helping kids.
It's a ranch rodeo with a cause. You can go find ranch rodeos to go to around the state, but there's a lot of things special about this ranch rodeo. What we do with the money generated, we give that money to the Children's Miracle Network.
Tickets to the Ranch Rodeo are available online at okcattleman.org.
Corn futures were down about 2.5 cents today, which put December at 3.39 1/4. The beans were 0.5 cent lower here. Chicago wheat up about 4. Kansas City was the strongest grain today, with December closing up 7 cents at 4.48 1/2. And December cotton up 86 at 63.79. The big thing that has been talked about today is that Pro Farmer Crop Tour is going through parts of Iowa today and then also tomorrow. And I've seen various pictures, and it looks like there is significant damage, but there's also areas that maybe aren't as bad. There's still going to be some harvest. On Monday, the USDA only dropped the Iowa crop condition report, conditions from 69% good to excellent down to 59% good to excellent. So, yes, that's a substantial drop, but it's still 59% of the Iowa's crop is good to excellent. So there is going to be an impact. It's just kind of a matter of how much. Also, technically, the December corn field, there was a gap in the corn chart at 343 3/4, which got filled, and so that could be some of the reason why we're getting a little bit of sell-off pressure here to go along with that.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.